And such a wonderful morning yesterday, even with the not so good weather. I was with the students and the teachers and the parents doing the rake-a-thon. And it was, again, you were there around the area. The weather was not good. Raking leaves was not the best. We got about as much snow as leaves. But I want to mention it as stewardship, which I've taught for many years now here, to show another event for us to learn, especially our students at the school in this event, but for all of us to be reminded of stewardship with time and talent and treasure. And really, what we experienced, at least in my experience, was part of my time was with the kids, with time to rake. And I have no clue when it comes to gardening things, like with great parishioners that ask for help. And of course, as a family, that's why we work with each other. And some people asked about having some of their flowers covered. That's not my talent at all. Praise God, we had parents on that group to know exactly where to put the leaves on their flowers to make sure they were safe. The second part was the best quote, which was a kindergartner that was raking and had his little shovel and going all out for the hour we were working. And he said, we were done with bags. So we bagged like 20 bags of leaves and branches and such. And he said, I could run home and we could get more bags to go to another person's house. That's the beauty of stewardship. That's the beauty of children. And to know that when we challenge kids, that they'll follow it. And we did. It wasn't warm. It was chilly. And they were working the whole hour because they knew they had a goal. The goal being serving our parishioners that needed help. We had the talent with the people that were organizing the groups. Again, I was in the time group. And then the people that were actually organizing the whole process for months. People doing the marketing and the advertisement. If you are on Facebook, check out the St. Thomas Aquinas School video of the rake-a-thon. It's done very, very well. And then we have the treasure. And thank you so much as you continue to support with your prayers, you're helping their tuitions, the budget. Thank you. And know that you can always support the school and continue to finish the goal for the rake-a-thon. Now, today I want to speak about one part of our stewardship mission. You know, time, talent, treasure. I want to look at talent with when we were plugged in with a very important word in our readings today being wisdom. So wisdom would kind of be under that category of talent. Wisdom. Wisdom, the soundness of an action or decision with regard to the application of experience, knowledge, and good judging. And I'm so proud and I thank you for your talent in your wisdom in the different gifts that you have from God. Now let's go first in your day-to-day life, like your jobs. Again, for me, I have no wisdom with my truck. Nothing. Zero. I have a key, I can open the door, and I can drive. Many of you can fix a truck. Or teachers. Teachers that, you know, as you begin your career, you know, you kind of have to learn on the way, but it becomes an art, no matter what academics are doing, that you grow from the knowledge to then the wisdom of how to teach. And for you parents, same type of thing. If you're a young family right now, I'm guessing, because I don't have to do this, you might be swimming, trying to stay alive with your child. But as you grow through raising up your children, you learn what is the best decision here? What is the wise way to speak with this child? How do I feed them? How do I help them to grow, to drive, and so and such? That's a wisdom that you have from God. Now, finally, let's take it from your own life and look into wisdom of what we heard today and other sections in the Bible about how important wisdom is with our faith. Our first reading, the very beginning of our scriptures today, it was wisdom written probably by Solomon. Quote, "I prayed and prudence was given me. I pleaded and the spirit of wisdom came to me." Meaning the spirit of God giving this person and us to have wisdom. But it takes us time. It takes us time to learn and grow in knowledge. To have time to soak in Mass. To listening to the readings. To listening to hopefully a homily. And in those moments, know that don't be passive. Be action. Have action in your experience in Mass. For instance, when I'm offering the Masses and the prayers, notice what I'm doing. Soak that in, because that's how we're taught at Mass, to worship and to praise. And when we do that and we have a repetition with it, we grow with wisdom of how we take that in the Mass into our own lives. I then added Proverbs 9:10, that really in our faith, quote, "The beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding." I mention that because wisdom in our faith must become from God in our belief. And you know, in our culture today, that many people are believing whatever they want. Their wisdom is actually not wisdom, but their own opinion. And they're not really teaching about our Savior, Jesus. That's why in Proverbs, the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord, meaning I'm not God, but God is God. And I can learn from God because He has objective truth. Not my own opinion or subjectivism, but what I want to teach the world with quote-unquote wisdom. And knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. When we're at Mass, when we're reading the Bible, that can be tricky at times, but look at what the second reading was. "Indeed, the Word of God," meaning both His Son and the Scriptures, "is living and effective, sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating even between soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and able to discern reflections and thoughts of the heart." That's another passage of wisdom. And I love it with the depth of the poetry in it, how it's cutting, meaning God's Word, the Scriptures, it's cutting between the bones and marrow. That's a very awesome, powerful image, that it's cutting between us physically and our soul. So please continue to grow in wisdom at the Mass. And if you're not reading the Scriptures already, please do. That's the Scriptures, that's the playbook, that's the wisdom, that's the place we can grow in knowledge and wisdom, and then living out our spiritual lives with the wisdom of God leading us.